We don't finish the sif. We have one. We leave one over.
Simon Hay, test through test Zion. Okay. Kedusha, right? That's what we're holding, making sure everything's clean for learning. So tests, yeah. Bayashim was spelled by Betsiba. Oh, did I hit record?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
I think I did.
Yes, we are recording.
Thank you. It's the official recorder. Yeah. Bias, so a house. Shemispalim by Betzibur, Venimsa Shom Tzoya. Let's say you're making a minion in a house. Oh, also tomorrow, making a minion in a house. And there's Tzoya there. Alpha P. Shi Achari Ashliotzibur, even though the Tzoya is behind the Chazan, and it's 4 amas away from where the smell stops, right? Which we said that's what you need. You need to have 4 amas of space from when the smell finishes. Still, he has to be quiet. Until they take out the excrement, or until it's covered. Because it's impossible for somebody from the congregation in the house to not be standing within it. And he can't listen. He's not allowed to listen or to be mechavan to what the Shliach Tzibur says. Now, this lachar is in the old days where the chazan actually was mighty the people.
Does this still count when you got these guys who have these, like, nuclear powered diapers?
No, because that's enclosed. This is talking about where it's open. Now the question is, can you learn from this that can somebody not, if somebody has to go to the bathroom, can he not answer amen to Chazaras HaShatz? From this it sounds like he can't, right? Because he has to go, but it's maybe only when you're being yotze from somebody. Fine. Somebody who davens, and then afterwards he finds out that there was excrement there. So if it's possible that we're not sure whether there's tzoya there, and he was a pesheya and he didn't check. Even the tefillah shemoneh esrei he carbon, since shemoneh esrei is in place of a carbon, havali zevach rishayim te'eva. It's a disgusting carbon. You have to go back and say Shmonesi. Kriyashma, which is a deraisa, and there's no chashash bracha. You go back and you read it. Aval peloi brachas, but without brachas. V'chein shah brachas sha'amar sham v'afilu birchas amazon ein chayzer v'barach. You don't go back and make a brachas. So meaning only for Shmoneh Esrei, you have to go back. And Kriya Shema, right? Because there's no chashash bracha levatala, so you may as well repeat Kriya Shema, right? But the brachas you don't, because that's not in the place of a carbon. But if it's meaning that's all talking about in a place where it's a there is, it's normal for there to be tzoya there, right? Let's say you're davening outside a bathroom or something. What?
Human so.
Who?
Not animal so.
Right. But let's say it's not a place that normally you find tzoya, like a middle of a shul. Does loy pasha, you were not negligent, because why would you think that there's tzoya there? Even by davening, and if you found meraglayim there, even if it's a place where there is a possibility that there's tzoya, tefila, then you would be yotze b'di'eved with tefila.
And
You know
the guy is
what?
still part of the minion. The guy can be counted towards part of the minion.
I don't see why not. I think so.
I mean, if he can't answer and he can't.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not. I hear. I would think that he, if he has to go to the bathroom, then I would think it's a problem. That in that case, it's a problem. Yeah. Yudal, if he has a ruach milamata, also, let's say he has a ruach milamata, he has gas, also bedover, flatulence, he has flatulence for Paris, right? Also bedover should be kedusha, it's also to do any dog, kedusha, achi yichla reich, until the smell goes away. Vim yotza mechaveira, and if it goes out from his friend, gam kein tzarech lamten, you also have to wait. Rakim, who oisip belima toira, ain a tzarech lamten, beshul reich, she yotza mechaveira. If you're learning, you don't have to stop learning for a smell that comes from your friend, but you do have to stop learning from a smell that comes from you.
Davening also?
No, it says just learning.
That's gonna call bit. That's gonna cause bit of Torah for your chavrusa because he's got to stop. He doesn't have to stop, but you have to stop.
I hear, but I
So who's
guess
he
they, you know,
learning
but
with?
there it's Iker Din, so you don't have a
So he's got
choice.
to stop also, really.
Well, what's the
Yeah.
reason for this distinction between the two? I don't ever understood this.
What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, it stinks, so it's...
I think because the whole thing, it's really only the distinction is only for Limud HaTorah. Meaning, because the thing is, there's no, this is not a smell that has a source to it. It's flatulence, right?
Source what? The source went away.
There was no source.
I'm
The
saying
source is
what?
inside the body.
Okay.
So since it's a derabbanon, so derabbanon said for Torah you're not going to do it, but I guess for your own body, you yourself were not roy. That's why I understand. I don't know if I'm correct. You yourself are not roy to learn. So Mamela,
You know, we're only while the smell's still there.
yeah,
You didn't say go up and go to the bathroom. You didn't say do something.
right. I hear that. So I don't know. Okay, you'd based on Kisei. How appreciation of mechitzas vein but so a bathroom. This is what we said we're going to discuss tonight. You have a bathroom, even though it has walls and there's no tzaya in it. Let's say our bathroom. You have to stay away from the walls of the bathroom. Let's say you have a bench that has a hole in it, like a toilet. And they under it they put like a jug to go to the bathroom in it. Even though they took out the jug, the and they covered over the hole with a board. It still has that bench, still has a din of a toilet. And you have to either take it out of the house or you have to fully cover the entire situation. But if it happens to be a regular chair, and you covered it with a pillow to sit on it. Let's say sometimes you use it as a backup toilet. Now you have a cushion on the seat. You normally use it for a chair, but if somebody really is desperate for a bathroom, you pull up the cushion and you'll put a jug or a bucket under there and he'll go to the bathroom. And then you put the pillow back, then you could
That
be
is very, that is
makel.
very disgusting.
Okay, thank you, Avi Sontag, for your wonderful Pirush. But if what's necessary is necessary, we don't have the, they didn't have the luxuries we have nowadays. Right? Peretz's apartment in Eretz Yisrael, if I hope he doesn't mind me saying it, but Peretz's apartment in Eretz Yisrael used to have a toilet seat that they used to hang up on the wall and play basketball with it. And then when you needed the toilet, you would take it off the wall and you'd go,
That's great. I love that. Well,
right? So, Avi.
guys will do anything.
Yeah, 100%. I myself played basketball on that toilet, right? But you know, with desperate times call for desperate measures. Anyways, okay. Now we put that story out there on the internet.
Who gets
Yeah.
Kadima, the basketball player or the one who needs to go to the
I don't know because really the toilet works even without the seat, the
bathroom?
etzem. Yeah.
Why do you have to choose one or the other? Make it work.
Did you
Yeah.
have
That.
to
Yeah.
that's it. Did you wash your hands after the slam dunk?
Yeah, I don't think, yeah, whatever. Anyways, so fine. So that's not called a toilet. Graf Shore, Yud Gimel, Graf Shore, for Ovid Shomer Glam. Those are, you know, a bucket that they go to the bathroom in, an excrement. Imhem Shel Cheres, I shall eat. So it depends what it's made out of. It's made out of earthenware or wood. Dinam Kebesakise. It's like a Besakise. Vafal Pishem Nikiim, Ve'enlem Reach Ra, even though they're clean. And there's no smell. Even if you put water in there, or shukfan, al pm, or you even turned it face down, like mahani doesn't help. Even if you put them under the bed, like mahani, it doesn't help. The mita shalano ain't in chatzitzas because our beds don't make chatzitzas. Right? If you want to daven there, you got to take it out of the house, or you got to cover it. And if it's made out of metal or glass, so if they're washed well, and there's no bad smell, you don't have to stay far away from them, right? Because that's much cleaner. It's not made out of cheres and it's not made out of wood. Pi chazir, the mouth of a pig. Kivan shedarkoi lenakar betzoya, since a pig always is poking around in excrement, dina kagraf sharei, it's like a graf sharei. Even when it gets out of the river, which you think it just cleaned itself up, ena rechitza ma'elis, like the rechitza does not help. Fine, yudalad, but based, I don't think that's really negayah nowadays. Yudalad, based on merchutz, gam kein also ledaber lehar b'shum davar shebekedusha. Even in a bathhouse, not even, but in addition, in a bathhouse, you also can't think or speak in Torah. V'also lahaska shemus ha'miyuchad baruch hu, a very common question. You're not allowed to say any of the names of Hashem. Afilu b'loshon chol, k'goin God, b'loshon Ashkenaz, right? He says got. Right, oy buga, peloshin poilin verusia, but based on merchots in a bathhouse, oy ben voice of to an office or in the dirty streets. The chain also litin sham shalom lechaver. You can't say the word shalom, ki shalom hu shmoi shal kadosh baruch hu. Shenemar v'yikra lo Hashem shalom. Ba'adam sheshmoi shalom. What about if somebody's name is shalom? Yesh oisun lekroise sham b'shmoi. There are those that answer him. To call, you can't call somebody's by his name in a bathhouse if his name is Shalom. V'yesh matirin kivin chena mechavan al inin Shalom. Some are matter since he's not mechavan on inin Shalom. Elo laskara shmoi shel oisei adam. He just means to call him by his name. V'chein noig in lahokol the minigus v'imekel v'yorashemayim yesh li la'achmer. Somebody's yorashemayim should be machmer not to say Shalom in the bathroom. Right? The Mishabura says he could just say Shalom without saying the mem. Right now, why is this a common question? Because people want to listen to Jewish music in the shower. So, can you listen to Jewish music in the shower? Right, with so then there's Jewish music with psukim, Jewish music without psukim. It's certainly better not to. The question is a tape recorder saying anything? I'm sorry, tape recorder. I just aged myself. Is a MP3 player or a cell phone, is that actually considered like saying something or not? Right. So that's where that shaila comes in. And then since we already said Litzanus, we'll do some more Litzanus. There's a story with a kid. The Mora asked the kids, "Where's Hashem?" So everybody's saying Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is there. Hashem is there. And one kid raises his hand. He says, "Hashem's in the bathroom." So yes, is why? Because every time my mother bangs on the door, my father's in the bathroom. She says, "Rabbeinu Shalom, get out of the bathroom!" Right? So that's why that kid thought that Hashem is in the bathroom. That's because the father was on paternity leave and he was hiding in the bathroom. So anyway.
Does it matter where the player is playing, like living room or kitchen, and
No,
you
see,
hear it
that's
in
the
the room?
thing. Besides for that, that's a good question. Besides for that, you have it that in your head you're thinking the psukim. Stamazo, you're not allowed to sing to psukim. That's a different. That's an iser always. Okay,
So
for some reason the belt is not makir.
any thinking about Torah in the rest of it, it's already an answer.
Yeah.
What's the answer? Singing
So.
along with the recording?
No, but even thinking it, if you're thinking of the question is, are you really thinking about the words when a guy's howling about his love for Hashem and all that, and you're listening in the shower? So are you thinking Hashem's name in the shower?
So what's the question? So why is it the question?
Because some say at the end of the day, you're not really focusing on the words.
Oh, you're stumps listening to like music to the tune, whatever.
Yeah.
So you
Just to
can't
listen to
think.
music without the words, I would think is okay. But maybe not. Maybe if it's a soundtrack of something that makes you think of Hashem's names.
So you can't think Hashem's names in the bathroom or a shower.
Not just Hashem, any Torah.
And no Torah.
Just listen to the evangelical
Now the question.
garbage. It sounds the same as the Jewish music.
Comes our showers. It could be, when you go into a mikveh, so there's like a smell, right? In the mikveh, whatever, it feels hot, and it our showers are not like that. So it could be that our showers have a different din. Also, our showers are separated from if you have a glass doors around the shower, that also makes it better because it's a mechitza and it's not called a beis hamerchatz, right? So that
I
also
mean, the
plays into the
mikvah
equation.
has
but if you're not
people
dressed, is
stand
that a
up at the
problem? I thought you
mikvah.
have to be covered. You have to have the separation
No,
from the
you know, you
heart.
can think and no, you don't not to think and learn, not to verbalize, not to think. To think and learning.
Oh, okay, fine. To think and learn. Okay, I didn't realize.
Okay, Tezvav. Also ladavra divrei Torah kedusha neged erva. Here we go. This is your mechavan the chacham. Also ladavra divrei Torah kedusha neged erva. You're not allowed to speak any divrei Torah or kedusha by an erva. Neged erva, opposite the private parts. Bein shaloi, bein shalacha, whether it's your own private parts or whether it's somebody else's. Vafilu mikatanu katana, even a katanu katana. Now, the question is how you define katanu katana. So for a boy, it's less than nine, a girl's less than three. Rak, I'm sorry, above nine and above three. Less than nine for a boy, less than three for a girl, it would be okay. Rak l'sarach mitzvahs mila mutu levarach neged erev satinek, right? That's the question. How can you make the bracha next to the erev of the tinek? Because that's okay. Vafilu im oitzim einav shaloi luris es erev, even if he closes his eyes not to see the erev, that doesn't work. Lai mahani kiven shi negda, since it's opposite him, ele yata panav v'guf v'mikenegda, you have to turn your face and your body mikenegda. Now, the next one is much more applicable, especially in the neighborhoods and people that have family that are not so religious. Tezayin, gufa isha, the body of a woman, kol makom shadarka l'schatzos, if it's the place, if it's the normal way that they cover, im nisgala sham shir tefach, if it's revealed a tefach, v'chein sa'ara shalisha nesua shadarka l'chatzosim, hair of a woman that it's the derech to cover, all right? In a scala katsas man, if a little bit is revealed, chashu kamay erva lagavi ish, that's an erva for a man, and a man can't say any davar shabikadusha.
What is normal to leave part of the hair uncovered?
So that's the tshuva of Ramosha. Ramosha says for hair, it also needs to have a tefach. And then they extend that a woman doesn't have to cover a tefach of her hair. Rav David Feinstein already said that Ramosha was saying it in a very shasatrak situation. But okay, many men are not aware of this. It doesn't make a difference if it's your own wife or somebody else. A woman, if your wife's walking around with her hair uncovered, this comes up a lot in the, you know, at night in the bedroom when a man wants to say Ashayotza or Shema and his wife's hair is uncovered, you got to turn away. It doesn't make the women feel too good. And Isha, it's not considered error. That's why women can make brachas in front of other women. Call Zemer mi Isha, the voice of an Isha of singing, Chashu Gamkin Kamay Erva, is also like an Erva. Kamakam Bashas Atrak, Shu Shemea, Noshim Mizamrois, V'yev Shalumchois, and this happens a lot when you have women who are singing, they decide to sing along by Kumzitzin or in the Smiris in the house, Pesach especially, by the Seder, right? I'm not saying they should or they shouldn't, but if they are, V'yev Shalumchois, and you can't make a macho because it's your mother in law. Or your mother, so lo yisbatal mishum zeh mekriyas shema tefila v'toyra. Don't be mevatal because of kriyas shema and tefila v'toyra. Eli yisametz l'chaven kol levavi l'kedusha. Shehu Isaac, but just try and concentrate on the kedusha that you're busy with. V'lo yitin lev aleha, and don't place your heart onto her. That's literal translation, meaning don't pay any attention to it, and then you could continue.
I thought if a woman doesn't cover her hair ever, that it's not considered erva.
No, there's an Aruch HaShulchan that says that nowadays that we're used to seeing women with their hair uncovered, therefore it doesn't have a din of a erva. So we rely on that Aruch HaShulchan if necessary.
Singing is an issue by the mother?
What?
Singing is an issue by the mother?
I know I shouldn't have used that example.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think probably it's okay, but you're not allowed to see your mother undressed, so why should you?
Fine, but singing, many people like have girls who sing at the Shabbos table. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so
I'm talking about daughters. Like people have daughters and sisters who sing at the Shabbos table. No.
Yeah. Fine, that's it, right? We'll stop there.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Everybody should have a fine night, a good chodesh, and a good year.